You're on your way already. You left last night, in fact. So it's a big trip to Western Australia, which is where the championship's going to be held.
Yeah, it certainly is. We're on our way to Adelaide at the moment for the first night's break.
Okay, so the championships start on Friday next week, is it?
Thursday, and then the racing qualifying starts on the Friday.
Okay, it's at the Barbagallo Raceway, and you've never been there before. Well, you'd never been there before until you won the Australian title on home turf at Simmons Plains last year. One of the first things you did early this year was to pop over and have a look at the track, and your impressions of the track?
It's a very nice facility. It does take a little while to get used to the track, because some of the corners are off camber, so you've got to get used to that. But yeah, got the hang of it pretty well and ended up finishing second in the meeting. So yeah, pretty confident going into this Australian title.
And that, of course, was in a car that you leased or you borrowed for the weekend. This will be with your own car, and you'll feel a lot more comfortable in this one too, won't you?
Yeah, certainly was. There was a lot to overcome in the leased car, just a few different things to mine. So I'll feel more comfortable in mine and hopefully should be on the pace straight away.
Okay, now you're currently leading the Tasmanian Championship, which you should have won last year until your brakes failed, I think, in the last round, in the last race, and it was yours for the taking, but lost it, unfortunately. You stated after winning the Australian title that you wanted to win the Tasmanian title this year. Unfinished business. There's one round to go. You're on top. And it's been a really tight fight this year. Yourself and Dion Wiley have had some terrific battles, and that's really good preparation, isn't it, for the national title, because that'll be cut and thrust as well.
You know, it certainly is. I mean, racing hard but clean as well at home, it just sort of takes you to that next level you need to be to race nationally. So, yeah, no, we're happy with leading the state title and hopefully can, when we come back to Tassie, knock that off and win the Tassie title. But, yeah, no, we've prepared as best we can for this national event and hopefully can bring home the goods.
Have you had a look at the field for the national title? Some of the names may be unfamiliar to you, but there would have been some that raced against you in Tasmania last year when you won it?
You know, it certainly is. There's Stephen Butcher from New South Wales, former Australian champion and multiple-time state champion in New South Wales. So, yeah, he'll be hard to beat. And also a few of the local drivers are out to win it. So, no, pretty good competition. And hopefully, yeah, can just do my best. And hopefully my best is enough.
Did you have to pinch yourself after you won the title in November? You know, like you almost won the state title and then took the Australian one. Pretty exciting development at such a young age in your career.
It certainly was. When we came out and qualified on pole, it was pretty exciting because I didn't think I'd be on pole. And then, yeah, just the weekend as it went along, strung a few wins together and then just in the final went out and quite honestly just sort of blew the field away and won by 11 seconds. So, yeah, no, it was a dream come true and, yeah, just hopefully can follow through this year.
Yeah, you certainly saved your best till last. I was one of the commentators actually calling that race and it was the easiest win you'd had all weekend. And let's hope you can do the same next weekend in Western Australia. Now, you're not the only Tasmanian going over, I believe, as well.
No. There's Lindsay Murford, who came sixth last year in the national title.
He's a Devonport driver as well. He's a Devonport driver as well.
Yeah, no, he certainly is, yep.
Yep, and who else is going?
No, just us two from Tassie and... Yeah, no, that's it. A small Tassie contingent, but yeah, we'll do our best. And
yep, no doubt you'll help each other if it doesn't sort of hinder your own progress, because I know that it's one of the things I've noticed with Formula Vs. There was a guy we both know well, Richard Gray, of course, who blew an engine on day one of the Nationals at Simmons Plains last year. And when he did it, he had to make an engine change to make the final. And I think there were people come from about six different teams to help him, which is just amazing.
Yeah, no, there certainly was. It's a ripper class to be involved in, and everyone wants to help each other. So, yeah, no, it is a very, very good class.
Well, let's hope you don't need any help next weekend, Wade. Best of luck with the championship. And if you think Australian titles are special, back-to-back would be a little bit better too, I reckon.
Yeah, no, certainly was. Would be ecstatic if we won it. Just before I go, just a huge thanks to Toxfree, Show Systems Australia, Superblast Sandblasting, Gowans Volkswagen, Champions Choice, Wiley Tiles and Speedy Tiles.
Okay, you know the sponsors off by heart. I hope you get a chance to quote them again on Sunday week.
Thank you very much, Martin.